evening. I invite you now to please stand as we celebrate the fourth Sunday of Easter. I ask that you now take a moment to greet and welcome one another.
Well, hi, stranger.
Welcome.
Hi. Hello.
Hello.
Our celebrant for today's Mass is Father Dan O'Sullivan. The outline for today's Mass can be found on page 91 in the Breaking Bread Book. Our entrance song is in the Breaking Bread Book, number 421. I Sing the Mighty Power of God, number 421. Let's all raise our voices in praise to God.
Without which a building cannot survive. And he's also the good shepherd, prepared to die for his sheep. There are unique ways of emphasizing that we can place our complete trust in him. He will never let us down. So let us begin by calling to mind our sins and asking for pardon. Lord Jesus, you were crucified, but God raised you from the dead. So Lord, have mercy.
Lord,
you are the stone which the builders rejected, but you have become the cornerstone of your church. So Christ, have mercy. And Lord, you are the good shepherd leading all of us to eternal life. So Lord, have mercy. May Almighty God have mercy on us, forgive us our sins, and bring us to life everlasting.
Amen.
Glory to God, glory to God, glory to God.
us pray. Almighty ever-living God, lead us to share in the joys of heaven, so that the humble flock may reach where the brave shepherd has gone before, who lives and reigns with you in the unity of the Holy Spirit, one God forever and ever.
Amen.
A reading from the Acts of the Apostles. Peter, filled with the Holy Spirit, said, "Leaders of the people and elders, we are being examined today about the good deed done to a cripple, namely by what means was he saved. Then all of you and all of the people of Israel should know that it was in the name of Jesus Christ the Nazarene, whom you crucified, whom God raised from the dead. In his name this man stands before you healed. He is the stone rejected by you, the builders, which has become the cornerstone. There is no salvation through anyone else, nor is there any other name under heaven given to the human race by which we are to be saved." The word of the Lord. A reading from the first letter of St. John. Beloved, see what love the Father has bestowed upon us, that we may be called the children of God. yet so we are. The reason the world does not know us is that it did not know him. Beloved, we are God's children now. What we shall be has not yet been revealed. We do know that when it is revealed, we shall be like him, for we shall see him as he is. The word of the Lord.
Thanks be to God.
From the Cathedral of the Most Blessed Sacrament, Archbishop Alan H. Liberal.
As I consider all the good works we have accomplished through the Catholic Services Appeal these past 31 years, I marvel at how our Lord has blessed the Archdiocese of Detroit through our dedicated priests, deacons, religious sisters and brothers, and through your prayers and generous support. In today's first reading from the Acts of the Apostles, St. Peter preaches boldly about the Lord Jesus, describing Christ as the cornerstone of our faith, the unique Savior of the world. We are called to treasure the very name of Jesus, the only name given to the human race by which we are to be saved. The greatest act of stewardship we can perform is to imitate the witness of Peter and the other apostles, who were willing even to die in order to make Christ known to the nations. And so it is fitting that this year we will once again take up the theme, sharing Christ in and through the Church for our Catholic services appeal. Because of your generous gifts to the CSA, we are able to share Christ in our six counties and beyond through a number of vital ministries and services which address the spiritual and temporal needs of countless people on a daily basis. And our first priority in all that we do is to offer our community our most precious treasure, witnessing to the gospel of Jesus and sharing the gifts he offers in and through his Church. We all reap the benefits of your generous gifts to the CSA. Our Catholic schools and parish religious education programs, supported by the Department of Evangelization, Catechesis, and Schools, continue the Catholic formation that parents begin at home. CSA-funded ministries strengthen the faith of our youth and young adults during a critical time in their lives. The CSA also helps prepare engaged couples to live faithful and holy lives in the sacrament of marriage. Gifts to the CSA provide Sacred Heart Major Seminary with the resources needed for the formation of priests, permanent deacons, and lay pastoral ministers and catechists. CSA-funded discernment events encourage priestly vocations, helping meet a critical need in the Church today. Your gifts to the CSA allow us to share Christ's message through a variety of modern media, including our Archdiocesan website, which has a wealth of information about virtually every aspect of the life of our local Church. And those unable to leave home to attend Mass gain great comfort through our televised Mass for Shut-ins. The CSA supports the rite of Christian initiation of adults, which enables us to welcome new members into the Catholic Church. Other CSA-funded resources, through the Department of Parish Life and Services, offer guidance for parish pastoral and finance councils. The CSA also provides programs of formation in Christian stewardship as a way of life. Because your gifts to the CSA allow the Archdiocese of Detroit to offer these services to everyone, parishes do not need to duplicate these efforts, which in any case would be beyond the means of most of our parishes. Going back to today's first reading, we read about some of the great deeds of the apostles, such as the healing of the crippled man by St. Peter, an act performed in the name of the Lord Jesus. And in today's gospel, Jesus describes himself as the good shepherd who will lay down his life for his sheep. But Jesus also reminds us that there are others who must hear his shepherd's voice, but have not done so. And so, this need of our brothers and sisters becomes our challenge to share Christ and his gospel in and through the Church. These scriptures clearly illustrate the challenge and also the joy that comes from sharing our faith and our God-given resources. Gifts to the Catholic Services Appeal help us to answer Christ's call with great deeds done in our own time and in our community. I want to offer my heartfelt thanks in advance for your commitment to the work of our local Church, and to say how much I appreciate your support of our Catholic Services Appeal over the past 31 years. Be assured of my prayers for all of you, as together we strive to carry out Christ's mission with great faith, hope, and charity.
We believe in God, the Father Almighty, creator of heaven and earth, and in Jesus Christ, his only Son, our Lord, who was conceived by the Holy Spirit, born of the Virgin Mary, suffered under Pontius Pilate, was crucified, died, and was buried. He descended into hell. On the third day he rose again from the dead. He ascended into heaven. He is seated at the right hand of God, the Father Almighty. From there he will come to judge the living and the dead. I believe in the Holy Spirit, the Holy Catholic Church, the meeting of saints, forgiveness of sins, the resurrection of the body, and life everlasting. Amen. Let us pray. Today's gospel reminds us that Jesus is the Good Shepherd on whom we can depend. We now turn to him in prayer, confident that he will hear us.
For the church, that we recognize the voice of the Good Shepherd and follow wherever Christ leads us, we pray to the Lord.
Lord, hear our prayer.
For peace and healing in the human family, that the Good Shepherd will lead us away from violence and warfare into ways that will help us defeat poverty and disease, we pray to the Lord.
Lord, hear our prayer.
For all who are preparing for confirmation this spring, that they will be open to all the gifts of the Holy Spirit and enrich the church with their talents and energy, we pray to the Lord.
Lord, hear our prayer.
For the grace to know our identity, that we may live as children of God each day and expectantly wait the revelation of who we are becoming by God's grace, we pray to the Lord.
Lord, hear our prayer.
For the sick, that they may know the renewing and comforting touch of God, we pray to the Lord.
Lord, hear our prayer.
For the recently deceased and for the intentions of this Mass, for the souls in purgatory, that they will be gathered into the arms of the Good Shepherd, we pray to the Lord.
Lord, hear our
prayer. For these and the intentions which we hold in the silence of our hearts, we pray to the Lord.
Lord, hear our prayer.
Heavenly Father, we offer our prayers to Jesus Christ, our cornerstone and our Good Shepherd. He lives and reigns forever and ever.
Amen.
As the gifts are prepared, let us sing number 517, Unless the Greater Return, number 517.
Upon the ground and die.
Pray, my friends, that what we are doing today may be truly acceptable to God, our eternal Father. Amen. O Lord, grant that we may always find delight in our Easter mysteries, so that the renewal constantly at work within us may be the cause of our unending joy. We ask this through Jesus Christ, who is Lord forever and ever.
Amen.
The Lord be with you.
And with your spirit.
Let us lift up our hearts.
Let
us all give thanks to the Lord our God. Father, it is our duty, our privilege during this Easter season, always everywhere to give you thanks through your beloved Son, Jesus. He is the Word to whom you made the universe. He is the Good Shepherd you sent to redeem us. By the power of the Holy Spirit, he grew flesh and was born of the Virgin Mary. And for our sake, he opened his arms on the cross and put an end to death and revealed the resurrection. In this, Jesus fulfilled your will and won for you holy people. And so now we join with all the angels and saints, proclaiming your glory as we sing together.
Holy, holy, holy.
Before Jesus was given up to death, the death was freely accepted. At the Last Supper the night before he died, he took bread into his hands. He blessed it and broke it and gave it to his disciples and said to them, "Take this, all of you, and eat it, for this is my body, which will be given up for all of you." When supper was finished and when the end was near, Jesus took a cup filled with wine. Again, Father gave you thanks and praise for this. He gave this chalice to his disciples and said to them, "Drink from this, for this is the chalice of my blood, the blood of the new and everlasting covenant. This will be shed for you and for people everywhere, so that sins may be forgiven. As often as you gather to do this in memory of me." Let us proclaim the mysteries of our faith. Resurrection, we offer you once again this life-giving bread, the saving cup. We thank you for counting us worthy to be in your presence to serve you. May each of us who share in the body and blood of Christ be brought together in unity by the Holy Spirit. Lord, remember your people throughout the world. Make us grow together in love for each other. Together with the Holy Father, Pope Benedict, Alan Vaynerd, our bishop, and all the people of God everywhere. Remember all those from this parish who have died, as well as our family and friends. Bring them all into the light of your presence. Have mercy on us too, Father. Make us worthy to share eternal life with Mary, the Virgin Mother of God, with the apostles and saints who have done your will throughout the ages. May we praise you in union with them and give you glory through your Son, Jesus Christ. For through him, and with him, and in him, in the unity of the Holy Spirit, all glory and honor is yours, Almighty Father, forever and ever. Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come.
thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation,
but deliver us from evil. Deliver all of us, Lord, from all evil. Grant peace in our day. In your mercy, keep us free from sin and anxiety, as we now wait in joyful hope, waiting for the coming of the Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ.
For the kingdom and power and the glory are yours, now and forever.
And Lord, you once said to your disciples, "Peace I leave with you, my peace I give to you. Do not look upon our sins, but upon the faith of all your church. Grant to all of us here the peace and unity of your kingdom, where you live and reign forever and ever.
Amen.
May the peace of the Lord be with all of you. Let us offer each other a sign of peace.
Jesus, Lamb of God, you take away the sins of the world. Have mercy on us. Jesus, risen Lord, you take away the sins of the world. Have mercy on us. Jesus, Lamb of God, you take away the sins of the world. Grant us your peace.
Lord Jesus, with faith in your love and mercy, we now dare to eat your body and drink your blood. Let this not be any of us here in condemnation, but only health and peace in mind and body. This is the Lamb of God who takes away the sins of the world, and happy we call to this meal. Lord, not merely
Jesus,
but the word is body and blood of Jesus.
For communion, let us sing, "Shepherd me, O God." 497, number 497.
Of hatred. Beautiful, the heart that bled.
Let us pray. O Lord, look upon your flock and be pleased to settle in eternal pasture the sheep you have redeemed. We ask you this through Jesus Christ, who is Lord forever and ever.
Amen.
We have just one announcement, and that is that Sacred Heart Major Seminary will be offering a 2-credit Introduction to Theology course at St. Tecla Catholic Church this fall on Thursday evenings from 7 to 9 p.m.
But let us bow our heads and pray for God's blessing. May Jesus, the Good Shepherd, watch over all of us and protect us. Amen. May he be the cornerstone of our lives, the foundation of all that we say, think, and do.
Amen.
May Almighty God bless all of us here tonight. The Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit.
Amen.
Let us go from here in peace to love and serve the Lord and one another.
As we are sent forth, let us sing number 177. Alleluia, alleluia, let that holy anthem rise. Number 177.
Thank you.